Joanne has an exhortation, a word for us. I'm so excited. Joanne so loves us and prays for all of us and is a lover of the Word of God. And so she's going to share about 5-7 minutes here, just a word of exhortation to prepare us for the communion table here. And they'll come and set us up. Go ahead.
Thank you. Lights, please. I feel like Linus. I'm really tall. Amen. Jonathan, thank you for the worship. It just was so confirming to me. God wants us to know that he died for us and we're free from our sin. That brother made me cry, and I'm going to cry the whole time now. I'm sorry, but bless you guys. You have cleansed and sanctified me. You yourself have set me free. He wants you to know that. He wants you to believe the truth and not the lie. So in Genesis 3, it reads this. Now the serpent was more cunning. Take my glasses off. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Here was her first mistake. The woman said to the serpent. That was her first mistake. She spoke to him. "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it or touch it lest you die." Then the serpent said, "You will not surely die, for God knows that the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil." And that part was true. And you all know the evil you've done. You know your sin. And you know, if she hadn't eaten of that, we would never have known if we sinned. We would have just, anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Hold on. He says, "You'll be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard, this is the verse, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. How did they know the sound? How did they know the sound? Raise your hand if you think they heard it before. They couldn't have known that was what it was if they might have thought it was wind, or they knew it was the Lord. That means they'd heard it before. Before they ate of that fruit, they'd heard it. And guess what? I want you to imagine in your mind what that was like for them before they ate of this. And God would come in the morning and they would run to him. They would run to him because they loved him. And if you've met Jesus, you've had a revelation of him in one way or another. And you've felt that love he has for you and the love you have for him. And that's where he wants us to live. I'm getting ahead of myself. So it says, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And I want to tell you that sin consciousness will cause you to hide from the presence of God. If you are thinking about your sin, which you should not even know about, you shouldn't know your own evil. We know our evil because of that day. Forget it. And you know, in Philippians, it says, think on what's good and pure and right. That's because he wants us to live in life, in the tree of life, which we've all eaten of now, right? And so stay, keep your mind in what we heard this morning. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. He died for me. Every sin has been washed away. Believe the good news. Every sin. Don't let sin knowledge, thinking about the wrong thing you've done. You know, you go to spend time with God and you think, oh my gosh, I don't think I've really sought the Lord in like a month. I can't see. And the natural response, this is what God wanted me to tell you. It says that they ate of that tree. They became knowledgeable of their own sin. And then the natural response was to hide from the presence of the Lord among the trees. If you insist on thinking about your sin, let me tell you, you will hide from God. So don't do it. Think on what is good and right and the fact that Jesus died for you. It's under the blood, brothers and sisters. It's under the blood. Think on his forgiveness. Think on his love and run to him. The other thing he told me was Hebrews 4. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. We don't have a high priest who can't sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. That implies that we are with sin. Jesus was tempted like us, yet without sin. We've been tempted, but we're with sin. That's the implication there. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of... It doesn't say let us therefore hide. So you've sinned, is what this is saying. It doesn't say therefore hide. You can't think about your sin. Think on his forgiveness. Think that he's gone before. He's made the way through his blood for you to come to him, free and forgiven. And it says, come, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. God, may you just bless this word. I pray that not a single person here will hide because of the knowledge of their sin, but they will run into your open arms because you have forgiven every person that has put their faith in Jesus, Lord. And even if they sinned a minute ago, God, they are forgiven and can run to you right now. And that is the truth. And I pray we will cling to the truth and reject the lie in Jesus' name.
Excellent. Thank you, sweet.